Do I have something on my back? Is that a, what is this? A kick me sign? We can't see ourselves 360 degrees. We see 180 at best. We have blind spots. It's like armpits. Everyone has two and they both stink. It's like walking around with your zipper down and not knowing it. It's like having food in your teeth and not knowing it and not having people around you to tell you. Today, I want to share with you the four most common blind spots of leaders. What's a blind spot? They are areas that people continue to fail to see themselves or their situation on a realistic level. Some people may think that they aren't the problem. They may believe that they are the victim. We see others more clearly than we see ourselves. Why? Because we see ourselves through our intentions, our internal motives. So we build a false impression of who we are and what we do, but we judge others and see others based solely on their action. The four most common blind spots of leaders. Number one, singular, solo perspective. I fell victim of this early in my leadership. I had that idea of it's my way or the highway, that it's better for you to really just do what I do. I would bulldozer over other people's opinions and emotions and ideas. Doing this had me missing out on valuable insights and ideas and perspectives of others. You aren't always right. And when we get fixated on singular topics, we force it into every application, even when it's not the right solution. Doing so is a blind spot that can rob you of your relationships and those you are called to lead from truly making the impact that they are supposed to. It makes me think of, I love to cold plunge, I love to biohack, and I can find a reason to throw that in to any conversation I have. Now, is that always the answer, the solution? No. And I've had to learn this the hard way. If this sounds like you, then here are three action steps to take to shift your mindset and overcome this common blind spot. Action step one, embrace diversity of thought and actively seek input from team members with different perspectives than you. Action step two, practice active listening and refraining from dismissing ideas too quickly. Take time to understand differing points of view. Action step three, cultivate a culture of collaboration on where everyone's input is valued and considered. Second blind spot is insecurity. Insecure leaders worry about the opinions of others, especially those that they lead, and they will be too busy trying to please those people instead of truly leading them and calling them and growing them higher. How do you know if insecurity is a problem in your leadership? You can answer these following questions. Do you have trouble giving other people credit? Do you keep information from those you lead? Are you intimidated by others' growth? Do you micromanage others? If this sounds like you, then here are three action steps to take to shift your mindset and overcome this common blind spot. Insecurity. Action step one, build self-awareness by reflecting on your strengths and weaknesses, recognizing that it's okay not to have all the answers. And then action step two, foster a supportive environment and community where team members and those around you feel comfortable expressing themselves without a fear of judgment or criticism. And then action step three, develop trust with your team by being transparent and open about your own challenges, struggles, and be vulnerable, because vulnerability is our super strength. And then the third blind spot that we have as leaders is out of control ego. Pride is the root of most great mistakes. No one is lesser than you, period. Warning signs of this being, do you think that you're the only person for the job? Do you blame others for the mistakes? Do you dismiss others' ideas? Do you put others down? If this sounds like you, then here are three action steps that you can take to shift your mindset and overcome this common blind spot. Action step one, practice humility by acknowledging the contribution of others and giving credit where credit is due. Action step two, foster a culture of accountability where mistakes are seen as learning opportunities rather than occasions for blame. Action step three, seek feedback from peers and team members to stay grounded and avoid becoming overly self-assured. And the fourth most common blind spot we see in leaders is weak character. You see, without character, it doesn't matter how talented or gifted you are, you won't go very far for very long. Do you miss deadlines? Do you make promises you don't keep? Are your values less important than people-pleasing? This sounds like you, then here are three action steps to help you overcome and shift your mindset out of this blind spot. Action step one, prioritize integrity by constantly following through on your commitments and upholding your promises. Action step two, set clear expectations for yourself and others and hold yourself accountable. Take extreme ownership for meeting those. And then action step three, continuously work on your personal development and growth and build your character, such as reading, getting mentors and coaches like myself, and self-reflection. You see, these four blind spots are really big issues when it comes to leadership. But the beauty of this is you can overcome those blind spots. But the number one way that you can do this is you need to surround yourself with the right coaches and mentors like myself, that we aren't afraid to say what needs to be said. We're going to say what no one else says so we can help you go where no one else is going. So I really encourage you to subscribe and like to this channel. Now, I hope you feel equipped now to grow in your leadership and overcome these most common blind spots. But if you still feel stuck, if you're still saying to yourself, Red, how can I tell if I've overcome and uncovered all these blind spots? What can I do to ensure I'm heading in the right direction? Well, no fret, friend. I'm here to help you. I want to encourage and invite you to a free 30-minute consultation coaching call with you over Zoom, and we can really find out a strategy, a roadmap, a red print for you to really excel in your leadership in all areas of life that matter most, those soft skills that make the hard skills even better. So you can just find the booking link in the description below, and I look forward to helping and speaking with you. As always, I'm praying for you, friend. I love you. Now let's go live better than best we conquer this week.